AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The retired Army general chosen by Donald Trump to be National Security Advisor was investigated for inappropriately sharing classified information with foreign military officers while in Afghanistan. In documents made public by the Washington Post, obtained by the Associated Press, investigators concluded that while some intelligence was wrongly shared by Michael Flynn, it was not done knowingly. Prosecutors in suburban Philadelphia argue 13 women who accused Bill Cosby of sexual assault should be allowed to testify at his upcoming trial because their stories are so similar, they show that the handiwork of the same perpetrator. AP's Mary Claire Dale reports.
They describe Cosby as a serial abuser who has been committing a lifetime of sexual assaults in a very similar pattern. And they say these 13 women will corroborate his M.O.
Cosby's lawyers say the women should not be allowed to testify because the uncertainty about where and when some of the encounters made them impossible to rebut. Today is the fourth anniversary of the Newtown school shooting.
Newtown, Connecticut observed a moment of silence, and flags across the state have been lowered to half staff to mark the anniversary of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shootings. The town, about 80 miles northeast of New York, does not hold a public memorial, though some prayer services were scheduled. Newtown's first selectman urged that all municipal business stop between 9:30 and 9:45. That's the time 4 years ago when 20-year-old Adam Lanza shot his way into the school, killing 20 6- and 7-year-old children and 6 educators before turning a gun on himself. He'd killed his mother before leaving the house. Warren Levinson, New York.
Prosecutors wrap up their case in the South Carolina death penalty trial of Dylan Roof by playing the tearful 911 call made by a survivor. That survivor, Polly Shepard, testified Roof told her he would let her live to tell people he attacked the African-American church in Charleston because he hated black people. On Wall Street, the Dow is up, too. This is AP Radio News. A Florida jury deadlocks 3-3 in the trial of a woman accused of trying to hire someone to kill her newlywed husband. Case gained national attention after millions saw videos of Dahlia DiPolito trying to hire the hitman on the television show Cops and online. Her first conviction was overturned on appeal. Actor Alan Thicke is dead of a heart attack.
Alan Thicke believed he would probably be remembered for playing the dad on Growing Pains, and he was thrilled with that. Thicke said in a 1999 Associated Press interview, "It's a blessing to have something like that in his career." Thicke also had a short-lived late-night talk show called Thicke the Night. He also wrote the theme songs to Facts of Life, Different Strokes, and Wheel of Fortune. Thicke said, "Theme show writing is a tricky art."
I challenge Springsteen to come up with it. Tune to underscore the radar range prize plug on Wheel of Fortune.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.